What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
As promised, right now, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Congratulations, you're going to win two tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Good Vibes Only tour with special guest DaBaby. Friday, July 25th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com.
As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Morad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Let's kick off the Beltway Blitz on the diamond. It's not been good for the Nats, losers of 10 of 12, and dropped 2 out of 3 out of the break against the San Diego Padres. They got a chance to get things going tonight against the Reds, who come to town to kick off a series. Dave Jagler will be on the call right here on 106.7 The Fan. Jags, series loss to the Padres. Sum up the weekend for us.
Well, yeah, I'll sum up by saying I was going to hang up and try to be the 10th caller to go to the concert on Friday, but I got to be in Minnesota. not the best, although Saturday was good. Friday they were right there. Unfortunately, the ninth inning got away from Kyle Finnegan, but Saturday was a good win for the Nats. And then yesterday it was unfortunate to see Mackenzie Gore have his roughest start of the year and the worst first inning of his career. I mean, you're down 4-0, four batters in. You're hoping maybe that he could pull a Patrick Corbin out of the hat and give you six innings and no more runs. Unfortunately, he was done after 2 1/3. And there may be a cost to pay in this series because of what the Nationals are doing with their pitching staff, moving Brad Lord, who has really been their ace reliever here the last month or so, into the rotation where he was earlier in the year. And so Lord starts on Tuesday, but that is almost like a quasi-bullpen game because he's not stretched out. But the Nationals had to use two long relievers just to finish yesterday's game. So we'll see how Miguel Cairo navigates not only tonight, hoping Jake Irvin can go deep, but tomorrow.
Since that I thought it was a tough start. He battled against the Dodgers actually right about a month ago, Jags, talking about Mackenzie Gore. They're really good. They do that to a lot of people. Gore had been really good for, I think, 3 or 4 straight starts. Yesterday, just didn't look like himself. What did you make of that?
Well, it was the first time this year we've kind of seen the emotions, I thought, get the best of him. Yeah. There were times where that was the case last year. And I'll circle the Manny Machado at bat in the top of the first inning. He walks the leadoff hitter. Arise has an 0-2 single, which is what he does. And Gore, thought he had strike three on a fastball to Machado to get out number one. PitchTrack had the pitch just a hair low. Seemed like the umpire got the call right. Mackenzie kind of barked in the direction of Brian Onora. We haven't seen that this year. He's been really, really good at shaking off adversity and getting on, hitting the reset button, getting to the next pitch. Well, what do you know? He barks at the ump, and the next pitch is hit over the fence, and 4 runs are on the board, and he came stomping off the mound, almost walked to home plate to get the new baseball from the ump. And I don't know, it just seemed like that put the course of his day in the wrong direction. So you hope it's just a blip. Again, the course of this season, he's managed the games where he hasn't been as effective to not give up many runs. it just really got away from him. He's been so good. Hopefully it's just one, and he's right back on point when he faces the Twins in his next start.
Jags, you were at the ballpark over the weekend. The Nationals introduced their brand new number one overall pick, Eli Willits. What did you make of the presser and your first chance to take a look at him in person?
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed with just the demeanor of him not being wowed by the circumstances. But for a guy who was hanging out when he was a kid with Aaron Judge in the batting cage, you know, what's the big deal about being here? But, you know, I tried to put him on the spot a little bit. And I thought the thing I'll take away from our interview when he was on the broadcast, you know, we were talking about, well, you know, are you right-handed, left-handed? You know, tell me about your stroke. Are you kind of a different hitter? And he said, no, I feel like I'm the same hitter both ways. And I tried to put him on the spot. I said, game on the line, ninth inning. Do you want to bat right-handed or left-handed? And his answer was, whichever way the pitcher's throwing. That showed me a hell of a lot of confidence that he said that. Like, I can do it both ways. It doesn't matter. So for 17 years old, he's got a little bit of a presence about him. His goal is to get to the big leagues by age 20, and we wish him all the luck in making that happen.
Jags, trade deadline is just, you know, right around the corner here. What are you expecting here for the Nats over the next 10 days or so, given some of the movement?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Mike DiBartolo's quote that day when he talked after the press conference was pretty telling. I mean, he feels that this young core is together, and they're not going to subtract from that core. They want to add and augment around that. So there are pieces that other teams could probably pry away, but I think you feel like, with the core group you have, you know, let's see if you can get some pieces around that, be it some younger players in the organization to move their way through. So, you know, Kyle Finnegan's name is going to come up, potentially Nathaniel Lowe. Ahmed Rosario has been a really good player. You would figure some contenders are going to have interest in him as a platoon piece to do some damage against left-handed pitching. So those names will be out there, and we'll see how Mike DiBartolo handles his first trade deadline as the interim general manager. But I can't think it's going to be as active as some in the past, considering his comments that you know, this core is here to stay and what they want to build around.
Jags, thank you. We appreciate you. Have a great call tonight. Reds are always entertaining. L.A. De La Cruz and company in town. Should be a fun evening at the ballpark.
Absolutely. Looking forward to a fun series, and hopefully the Nats can pick up some wins.
We'll be listening to Nats baseball. 6:45 first pitch coming up in about 2.5 hours right here on The Fan. Let's keep the Blitz moving. Danny, some NFL news we can react to. We'll start with the Bengals and their offensive coordinator, Dan Pitcher, saying Chase Brown will be one of the focal points of their offense. This has long been kind of one of those fantasy sleepers.
Yep.
He's dangerous when he touches the football. Last year ran for almost 1,000 yards on a little over 200 carries, 7 touchdowns. Also caught the ball 54 times out of the backfield. If he could get someone to just commit to him and have him on the field as a 3-down back, I actually think he could put up huge numbers. The question would be staying healthy. But for Cincinnati, you've got the legit wide receivers.
Yeah.
They got an okay tight end room. You know Joe Burrow's going to make throws to the running back, matriculate down the field. I think Chase Brown could actually be a star in waiting.
I'm sure of that. I mean, the opportunity's there. That's what we always talk about in fantasy football, right, or fantasy sports in general, is opportunity. And when you've got to deal with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and all the weapons in that pass game, there's going to be some light boxes. There's going to be some opportunity for you to catch the football underneath, you know, so they can get to what they want. What do they want to do? Give the ball to Ja'Marr Chase and have him work after the catch or down the field, et cetera. So you create those matchups by continually gut punching and going for the smaller underneath stuff to Brown. I think he'll have a remarkable season. As you said, if somebody just gives him an opportunity, not just as a third down back or a guy that, you know, trots on and off the field, but we saw him last year. It was pretty impressive when we were there on Monday night.
Let's go to Chiefs camp, where Andy Reid, the head coach of the Chiefs today, said Rashee Rice's wide receiver will be a full participant in training camp. They're going to give him the full workload, even though there could be a suspension looming. For people that haven't been following this, Rice, remember, tore his ACL in week 4 last year, but he got off to this amazing start. He had 24 catches, basically through 3-plus games, almost 300 yards, 29 targets. He was the focal point, the number one option in the Chiefs offense, even including Travis Kelce before that injury. He just got a 5-year probation handed down, 30 days of jail time he was sentenced to as well for his involvement in a multi-vehicle crash where he left the scene. He's been in some trouble in college, now in the NFL, and the Chiefs are waiting to find out if he's going to get suspended and how many games. I think he probably gets 3 or 4 games. I don't see him getting more than 6 games, but I guess that could be a ceiling of sorts. But Andy Reid is saying they got to get him into shape. He's going to get the full workload. They're not going to basically keep him out of stuff to get other receivers ready.
Yeah, because when he's available, you'll need him to hit the ground running. right? So you go through this process, then he'll have to have time away, whether it's a 4-game, a 6-game. I've heard smarter people than me weigh in on that and say that's kind of what they expect, that range. But he'll come back. For the Chiefs, it's almost preseason anyway. The first couple of months of the season, you know where they're going to try to be playing their best. You know where they're ramping up towards. So that makes sense to me. I don't know how else you would handle it. I don't know if you'd say, well, you're not going to really be with us for the first 3, 4, 5 games when you do nothing but play deep into January. Every single year you have Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes a quarterback. You kind of plan for that, right? So it's a ramp-up time where other players will step in, but you need him to get by the Bills, the Ravens, and some of the best teams in the AFC.
Cowboys training camp. NFL Network's Jane Slater reports Micah Parsons has shown up. He will be at camp when it opens for Dallas this week. This shouldn't surprise anybody because he even went to their mandatory mini camp. He's in the McLaurin situation where he's under contract, but he's looking for a new deal, wants to be paid. And I give him credit. I never knock guys. I don't have much of an issue with holdouts over contract disputes with guys that have earned their money. And I think Micah Parsons is in that camp. We've seen CeeDee Lamb as an example be a holdout. Dak Prescott, your quarterback, different rules, was there as he was trying to get his deal done. Micah Parsons is still hopeful before the start of this season that he gets paid. The last report was, while Jerry Jones said that they're appreciative of Micah being here, he has not spoken to Parsons' agent as of late, according to Jerry Jones. Parsons, 12 sacks in 13 games last season, 52.5 sacks since he entered the league in 2021, one of the best pass rushers in football.
What a player he is. I mean, just a stud. And some of that is as a part-time pass rusher, like middle linebacker on first down, and then you know we'll blitz him here and there. He's just too good at rushing the quarterback. I mean, basically, his sack rate has been the same over 4 years. Last year, in only 13 games played, missed some, he was on a 13.5, 14 sack pace. He averaged, he's had 13, 13.5, 14, and then 12. And again, he missed a couple of games. You could set it up like clockwork. I mean, that guy's really, really, really good. And they need that to get that done. It's one of those, it's eerily familiar, just as you say. He's probably been even more productive at his position, no disrespect to Terry McLaurin, than McLaurin has. But this is the guy. This is the one you got right. In the middle of the first round, when people weren't sure, there was that weird hazing allegation thing from when he was at Penn State and he fell on some people's boards. And now you look back and you go, damn it, I can't believe that many teams passed on this dude. Just a star. I do expect it to happen.
Did you mention Terry McLaurin? Let's keep the blitz moving. Michael Phillips, Odyssey, Richmond, and the Richmonder. If you want your news in RVA, that's a good place to look. Michael, no contract yet for Terry McLaurin. Do you think he and the Commanders beat the clock ahead of training camp, which is now starting imminently?
I remain optimistic. I say yes. I think this is one where I think Adam Peters understands what this means to the fan base, what he means to the fan base. And I keep coming back to this, Grant. They're not in a cap crunch, right? This isn't a situation where they got to restructure another guy's deal or cut somebody to make this happen. They have the money against the cap. I think they ultimately get this thing done.
When does it become a problem? Like, I don't think we've gotten there yet. For some folks, it is. They already think that damage is being done every second he's not signed. It's sending this horrible message to internally, externally, and this is like the end of all days. I'm not there yet, but A, where are you? And B, when does it become a problem if it isn't already?
I also am not there yet. I'll remind you, Ryan Kerrigan, who obviously, very much like Terry, right? One of the most loved players, among fans. A guy who is really good at his position, not elite, right? Like maybe not top five, but certainly one of the best in the NFL at doing what he did. I think there are a lot of parallels there. He got his extension done the morning training camp started when they reported way back in Richmond back in the day. I think something similar happens here. So no panic yet. First time they take the field without him, though, is officially a panic situation. I mean, practice. The first practice, he's not there. This elevates to a panic situation immediately because you've got all this noise, all this water under the bridge. It's nothing. But if this goes into training camp, those feelings get cemented and this becomes something and it's an issue.
Practice. We talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. We talking about practice. Hey, Michael, who's your X factor on this team this year?
Well, I'm looking to who's going to emerge as the best corners here, right? If you can get Amos to where he's starter good and Lattimore to where he's starter good, you're set, and arguably you've got the personnel down the line to make that happen. You can put Sanders still in the best spot. Those two guys need to come to play, though, at camp. I think the odds of both of them panning out are incredibly minimal, right? I think you probably take one of the two being an impact player this year. Amos, just because he's a rookie, and certainly with Lattimore, all the things that we know from along the way, and those guys don't always age gracefully. I think if you can get the corners set, though, by the time you leave camp, man, I start to feel a lot better about this defense.
What was their vision? As I always like to try to think along with the executive as to what they were trying to do and how they were trying to fill different needs and things. What was their vision for this defensive line this offseason, Michael?
Yeah, the vision was we have Jaden Daniels, right? That was the vision for everything they did. And the number one draft pick had to go to Jaden Daniels, get him the left tackle of the future. Your big trade had to go to Jaden Daniels to get him the left tackle of the present. Your other big move, give away another draft pick, had to go to getting him a weapon because you don't have a good enough running back room. So they get Deebo Samuel, who elevates both the wide receiver and the running back room. I don't blame them, Danny, for anything they did. I think they have a star young quarterback. They needed to surround him with as much support as they possibly could. I'm glad they did. But all those moves came at a cost. The cost was it left you with less room to invest in the defense, and I think we're seeing the results of that here as you stare at this roster on paper.
Michael, there's some non-football Commander stuff to get into today as well. Yeah, exactly. What did you make of the president weighing in on the team's name and future stadium plans?
All right, so I think this is a good litmus test for the people out there, and I'm not afraid to burn bridges on my show. I'll say this on your guys' show so I can burn your bridges as well. The people who want the name back, what's happened in the last couple months is a litmus test for them because we've given you 99% of what you've asked for. The uniforms are great again. They say Redskins again. They acknowledge the past. They show highlights on NFL Network. Everything you've asked for, you've gotten, except the one little thing where they changed the name and it's not going to happen. If you're a sensible fan, you stick with this and you say, that's good enough. Let's roll. Let's play football. We got Jaden Daniels here. The people who are still out on that hill, dying on that hill, wanting to talk about it, I just don't think they're true football fans. I think they like arguing about this more than they like watching the football and rooting for the football team. It's beyond time to bury this issue. The Harris Group has given you everything they can reasonably give you.
But do you think that Trump actually gets involved on the stadium in D.C., which he has the power to hinder, or do you think it's just him firing off a random tweet?
Sure. Well, we can't ignore that he does have the power to do it. He does have the power to interfere here, so that is something you have to watch for. I think the reason the team has been silent, and I think we'll remain silent tomorrow, I think Dan Quinn will come out tomorrow and say, I'm here to coach football, next question. I think they're just really hopeful something else shiny comes along and he forgets about this. They don't want to pick a fight. They don't want to make this a thing. They don't want this in multiple news cycles. You're just really hoping that this blows over. It was a tweet. Great. We'll move on. He forgets about it. City Council does their thing, and we keep moving. If you make it a thing, we've seen him dig in, and that's a potentially very negative outcome because, again, he does have the power to have some influence here.
Miguel, thank you as always, bud. Have a great week.
Take care, boys.
The Richmonder and Odyssey Richmond. That's Michael Phillips, and that is your Beltway Blitz. Tomorrow, camp gets underway. Adam Peters will speak. Dan Quinn will speak. You know what would make for a nice way to kick off those press conferences? If they didn't have to talk about Terry McLaurin other than to get congratulated on getting the deal done. Let's get into that next on The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tomorrow, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn both have press conferences at the start of training camp for the Commanders. As of right now, those press conferences will be dominated by Terry McLaurin questions that they will either have to evade or dodge or, you know, tread lightly with. The last public comments came from McLaurin, and he took the team to task. He made it very clear he's not happy, and in addition to being upset, that he's hurt. And so he positioned them as the bad guys, basically, and they either have to swing back, which they're not going to do, or essentially wear that and lose in the court of public opinion and just kind of no-sell whatever their actual business is behind the scenes. I think that's what they're going to do. I think they're going to say, we're going to keep our conversation with him in-house. We're going to continue to negotiate in good faith. We want him to be here. But there is a small chance, I guess, that they could fight fire with fire. Now, I don't think they're going to come out and be negative anti-Terry McLaurin or like point out things that he doesn't do well. I'm not suggesting that. That's ridiculous. But they could absolutely say he's supposed to be here and he's not, and we're fining him $50,000 a day until he gets here. He has a contract and he needs to be here helping the football team, which he's choosing not to do. That would be probably the most divisive thing they could do, and I don't think that's crazy if that's the route they take.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like them, does it? You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like Peters and Quinn would say something to that effect, even if it's true.
We haven't seen them in a situation like this
yet. That's fair.
This is the first time they've had to take care of one of their own, and they have chosen not to do that to this point.
My guess is it's a, we love Terry, we want him here, we can't wait till this is all said and done, we're excited about what he's going to do for this football team, but guys are here working, and try to evade it that way, but that just leads to more questions. So, you know, the PR team will be on it. They'll prep Quinn and they'll prep everybody, you know, to say the right things to dance around it. Again, they aren't going to do the Bruce Allen thing, right? Which is you get pissed off that things aren't going your way and you call a couple people in your office and throw a temper tantrum about how selfish the guy is. Like, they're just not going to do that.
They're better people.
Yeah. Dubious honor, but yes.
And I mean that both in the way of decency as human beings, but also better business people, better people at how they handle and treat folks. When Scott McLuhan is being booted out the door and he has drinking problems that have popped back up again and have taken over his ability to do his job, they're not going to leak to the Washington Post damaging, awful things about his character and the fact that he's a drinker. That's just not how they're going to operate, right? And that's the big difference. But look, here's how I think it's going to go. They're going to say over and over again, we love Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin's going to be a big part of our future. We can't accomplish our goals without him. We want all of our players to be like Terry McLaurin. We plan on taking care of Terry McLaurin. The process is playing out. They're going to say those types of things over and over and over again. And there's going to be no negativity. I'm just saying there's a possibility. Like, I wouldn't have thought Terry went as hard in the paint as he did at Eastern Motors. Now, if one of them was going to, it was going to be him. his agent, not the team, has been leaking all along how unhappy he was, how bad the negotiations going, how far apart they were. So, yeah, it stands to reason that McLaurin, not the team, is going to be the one to come out. He's the one that's hurt. The team isn't. He's the one that feels personally slighted. They don't, I don't think. I'm just saying prepare for the possibility, a small possibility. They're not going to do anything where they make him the villain because they know that that won't go over well publicly. But there's a small chance that they could just say, instead of 100% high-roading it, he needs to be here. It's time to show up now, Terry. We had the offseason. You didn't have to come for minicamp. You didn't have to come for this mandatory thing or that. We understand. But now it's time to get to work.
Yeah, the business of the season has started. We need you here.
And they could just say it's time to now focus on a Super Bowl and to put personal issues aside and to be a real member of this team. If they want to do that, I don't think that would go over terribly. I actually think plenty of people would say, yeah, that's reasonable. And they could say, and we do, someone's going to ask them, I promise you, do you plan on fining him? You know, $50,000 a day and like something about that fine. And they can either say, well, look, that's between us and him and high-road it. Or they could say, yeah, he's supposed to be here and we will fine him. Something like that would send that message without it being divisive, I don't think.
Yeah, the way I would straddle the line, if somebody asked me, I'm representing the team, I would go, we need him here and we want him here. It's really important to us that he be here. And that's where we're going to leave it. Any other discussions are between his camp and ours, but it's really important that he's here. The business of the football season is upon us. We have to get ready to play. Everyone here is committed, and we want to be a part of that.
I really like Adam Peters, right? Mm-hmm. Have since he was in San Francisco, and if people tell me for 5 years before he became a GM, he's going to be awesome. And so far, he's been awesome.
Pretty good returns, yeah.
He says nothing. And I don't mean that in some pejorative way or something. I'm not trying to be negative. But you know this, like occasionally he came on our show for 20 minutes. He'll give you one or two answers you can kind of pick at or talk about in the future. It gives you a little insight. But for the most part, he is the best at saying nothing.
Speaking but saying nothing.
He doesn't give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
By design.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is not going to be different. I mean, he's just not going to go out there and cut some promo, especially when it comes to McLaurin, their best player. They're going to high road this thing. Dan Quinn is going to do the exact same thing. But I would say if somebody makes any kind of comment, again, it's not going to be anti-Terry at all, but where they talk about the brotherhood and getting him on the same page and don't take away from the squad or however they go about it, it would be Quinn more so than Peters, I think, that would say something like, hey, we need him here. Like,
yeah.
It's go time, man. It's time to go win a Super Bowl together, brother. Let's rock and roll. Like, turn that hat backwards and let's go play football, man.
Yeah, that's what the betting odds would say, right? It would be Quinn that would speak more to the urgency of it because, you know, he's worried about the guys in the room. I mean, Peters has to think about this week, this month, this year, 5 years, you know, everything in between. Dan Quinn's like, how do we get ready for week one?
So the way you described it to me on the phone earlier today was that you still can't work yourself into a lather over the dispute.
Yeah.
Like, as we sit here today on a 1 to 100 scale of, I don't even want to say being annoyed, but let's say...
I tried to find a way to quantify
being
this last
antsy,
week, yeah.
You are still a zero, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, I said after Terry spoke, I went from a 2 out of 100 to a 12. Still very relaxed about everything.
Just because you still know that it's going to get done, or if it doesn't get done, you don't care that much?
No, it's more the former. Like, to me, the thing I kept coming back to, and I wanted to give you a chance to weigh in on this, that's why I bring it back up again. I was hanging out with Tobes last Friday doing the show, and I said, at the end of the day for me, the thing that I've wanted more than anything else, and you know, aside from criminal stuff having to do with the owner, allegedly, whatever I have to say, was please have a reasonable football operation, which includes a general manager that's competent, thoughtful, not just a drinking buddy, not somebody that you got to deflect, but like an actual honest-to-God GM that makes GM decisions. They got a great one. Seems like they got a really qualified one. They got a really qualified assistant GM. They got a really good front office. That front office is currently conducting business. This is the business of football. We don't do this very often here where we have a guy signing a third contract, but everywhere else it's pretty normal. Great track record in San Francisco of signing people, track record in Detroit of people being signed, and the interim where it's not done during OTAs and this mini camp or, you know, post-draft or this, everybody's, this is the end of the world, the apocalypse is upon us, the end of days is here. Adults are conducting business. Now, if we start getting to the point, I said my drop-dead date was the second preseason game. If he's not there on August 18th, because it really has gotten to this point where they really are angry at each other and there really is animus, I will then change my tune. But that is a long time from now. Nothing has been lost yet. This is not really a problem. This is just the normal run of events where a team has all the leverage, according to the CBA. The player was doing everything he possibly can to agitate and force public pressure. This is just normal. I just can't get worked up yet.
Yeah, I think the lead there, which is the last portion of what you said, I categorically agree with. Which is to say that if he's not there in mid-August, then you change your tune. Mm-hmm. That nothing is really lost. This is a guy who's been in this offense. This is not a new offense, not a new play caller, not a new quarterback, who is very much going to outwork everybody whenever he shows back up and get right back into game shape. He's already in exceptional shape. We know what kind of work ethic he has. I worry zero about Terry McLaurin being ready for the start of the season. Zero. So I agree with almost everything you just said. Now, there are other specifics there that I would refute a little bit, which is, you know, when you say what you just did, it feels very in Adam Peters we trust, which is what people like to do with Rivera or Peters anytime they want them to be above reproach, which I don't think is what you're doing. But this idea of, all I've ever wanted is a good general manager, and now I have one, so I'm just going to let him operate. Well, sure. You know, he's earned the benefit of the doubt, to be clear. But I don't do the just like blank check for the executive that I like thing. With every single situation, I think critical thinking every step of the way is kind of what we do here. It's taking inventory. It's trying to figure it out. And if you examine the situation and you go, okay, they're doing a good job with this, I think that's perfectly fine. But when you say this is pretty normal, disagree. It is not pretty normal for the face of a franchise to hold a press conference offsite with the entire media corps from your city where he then bashes and belittles the way the team has handled business specific to him. Over the offseason, that's Trey Hendrickson-ish. You know, that's the Bengals. That is dysfunctional, is what that is, honestly. That's not where you want to be. That's not that common. Again, in the way of, like, he's not at a practice talking with a media-sanctioned PR staff. None of that happened. He is at a car dealership where, you know, his people put out, he's going to be here, come listen to him speak, and then he gets a bunch of things off his chest. We haven't had that one around here in a while. It's also not normal for a player to be liking tweets of fans calling the team disrespectful toward him because, did you see this thing they did over the weekend where they, or maybe it was Friday, they put out like the pictures of all the players that got married and he wasn't one of them. This is the kind of stuff I don't care about. Right. I've always said that. But this is the kind of stuff now in 2025 that somehow has become a thing and matters. Again, this is a little bit of a sign of some dysfunction, right? Where if it was John Ridgeway doing this a couple years ago, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
It's Terry McLaurin. It's like, this is not that common, necessarily. But I could just put a period at the end of the sentence on, I agree with you that it's not time to panic. It's not time to be overly concerned. I've said all along, though, since the beginning of the offseason, he wouldn't miss training camp time, and he's about to. So that is unsettling. The only thing, if we're being honest, though, like, when would it be a problem? The answer is probably day one of the season. If we're being honest.
Mm.
Like, as long as he shows back up the week of the first game and starts working and plays, then who really cares?
So I've got a little before that just because...
But at that point, it's hard, over now. Yeah, he's going to market.
Right. It's hard to ramp up and be yourself without kind of some of the preseason work that goes into it. You know what I mean? Whether it's like some of the football... Because conditioning is different for regular people. He's not training to work in the CrossFit games. He's like training for football.
Right.
So if there's a certain specific kind of thing that you can't replicate... Running through the rope ladder, but that's small potatoes in the grand conversation.
I think that's true mostly, but with a guy like him at wide receiver, I honestly, like he playing 75% of the snaps and coming on and off the field after running nine routes and stuff, I wouldn't worry that much about that, but I'm not saying it's not ideal to have him show up sooner. I'm just saying what really matters is that he's out there as Terry McLaurin in week one making plays. Nothing else before that, it's all just noise, except that the longer it goes, the more likely it becomes that he does not get a deal and that he either gets franchise tagged next year or walks, right? I mean, with every passing day, the likeliness goes up a little bit. How would that not be the case?
He's under team control. Like, they've got him.
No. What I said was that he next year, either he walks or gets franchise tagged.
Oh, franchise tag. I missed that part. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of, I don't know. I go around the circle saying the same thing. It to me, is... This is not set up for players. It's set up for the teams. However, we got to this point with the CBA, I don't know that the union's going to try to take it on the next time they have a fight or what.
But do you agree with that premise that every day that goes by and he hasn't signed, it becomes less likely that he gets a long-term extension done here?
I don't know that I buy that.
Okay.
Because, Bosa sat out the entire time of the whole preseason, and then it was done.
Right.
You know, like, other guys have had way more upset words and, sure. And next thing you know, the contract's in front of them, and it works because they have no more leverage.
I don't know how many more guys. Well, plenty, I guess, but not Bosa. Like, he wasn't doing an Eastern Motors promo.
I don't know that he spoke or didn't speak, but I know that he missed the whole preseason.
Right. And signed, exactly. And he just that didn't was show that. Up and right. Was quiet, TJ Watt style.
Mm-hmm.
Terry is to me, the words matter. Like, for a guy that never says anything like this, I feel slighted. I mean, the guy, I don't remember the exact words, don't have him in front of me, but, you know.
But that was the sentiment, yeah.
Yeah, he feels like they have, he feels belittled, he's taken for granted. This is Hendrickson's the only other guy right now that's kind of done it in this way.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett said, "I'll never play here again. I demand to be traded."
Right.
Oh, look, I got a great deal. I want to win here. You know, like my point is, it's the only thing. There's only a couple things that a player can do, and that was the last one where it really benefits them. Right?
Yeah.
Is you can do public opinion polls to get everybody on your side, and the team's the big bad guy. They did that one. Now you start playing the holdout game, you're going to lose that.
Of course.
You know.
I do think the longer you wait, the harder it becomes or the less likely. Now, I will, to your point on Nick Bosa, which we've pointed out, all of the guys in San Francisco, Debo and Ayuk and Trent Williams, mm-hmm. and Bosa, all when Peters was there, those guys got extensions after right now, into August, and sometimes into September.
Right.
So that's kind of how they operated there. That's where he cut his teeth. But 72 hours before Bosa got his deal, didn't look great necessarily. They eventually punch through. And if they pay McLaurin like they paid Bosa, which was inevitable because he's an all-pro,
mm-hmm.
like they paid Myles Garrett, who you referenced, and some of these other guys like Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, of course he's going to get a deal done. The problem right now is, as McLaurin has told you,
right.
They don't think he's on that level. The 49ers never said that about Nick Bosa. They just couldn't agree to the deal yet. It wasn't really time to do it. I don't think the Browns ever felt that way about Myles Garrett. Quite sure they didn't. Like, the Commanders, if Jeremy Fowler's right, are not close to offering him league market rate at this moment, if he's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was never the case with Nick Bosa or Myles Garrett or any of those other guys. Like, this feels a little bit different than that if the reporting we have is correct. But the phones are open for you guys. Tomorrow is the big day, 800-636-1067. How do you think those first pressers will go for Peters and Quinn if McLaurin doesn't get a deal done to beat the clock? This is The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, Terry McLaurin remains frustrated. They have not had meaningful conversations on a deal in a while. I checked with Washington. They have no plans to trade Terry McLaurin. They do want him there long term. The question is, are they willing to meet this market that's gotten crazy where players are making $30 plus million a year at the receiver position? My sense is they're just not even close to that there, and McLaurin senses that, which is why he's speaking out publicly. So they have a big gap they got to try to fill here. But it looks like he's going to be a Commander regardless. They got to try to shake this out here soon.
Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, he says not close to $30 million. $32-33 is the market. That would be very, very surprising. Tomorrow is the report date for vets. That's when the press conference is going to take place. Adam Peters talking about the offseason. Dan Quinn looking ahead to the campaign. Might the Commanders have a little trick up their sleeve? Maybe a contract reveal so that they spin the narrative around and it's a positive. If not, this will be the first time those guys really have to answer some tough questions.
Yeah.
Because I'm not saying this to make light of the situation, but it's really easy to have everyone telling you how good you are when everything's going great. And they should. Everything has gone great. This would be the first time I think people would take issue with how they've handled something. Let's go to Johnny in Stafford. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, boys. How's it going? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Hey, you've made some really valid points, and I would love to just agree with all of them. My fear is that, his head has gotten a little too – a very talented young man, right? He deserves to be paid, but maybe his head has gotten a little too big. So I'm gonna put a little friendly wager on the table, and you let me know which one you want to take. And we'll go from there, right? The over-under is 18 mil, right? That's what I'm thinking he's worth, right?
Let's just
be real. No, whatever you said, he's a 30. You said 32 mil. Was that the?
That's the market. Okay,
32. So I'm gonna go lowball and say 18.
Okay. Yes, I will take that bet that he gets over $18 million. I mean,
I'll bet you $18 million.
Since he is worth probably at least $12 million more per year than that. It's possible he takes a discount ultimately. They play hardball and win in a game of chicken, and he signs for like 27, 28. I guess that's possible, and they guarantee him a little more than some of the other guys get in terms of a percentage. But 18 mil, I mean, he made more than that on his last contract, and he's coming off a career year. Let's go to Ian KC on Grant and Danny. What's up, E?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, real quick. Hey, man, I think it's just real-life stuff, meaning that this is about Terry McLaurin. Hey, man, I know he's under contract for the rest of this year, $25 million, but he or all professional athletes got to understand that three contracts is difficult, and I get it. We all want to be respected at our job, whether you're playing football or not. That ain't the case. Things take time. I just hope he pumps his brakes a little bit and get out of his feelings. I get it. The man's been around. The Dan Snyder era. So
and it's not personal. Thanks, buddy. To your point. I mean, you can't take this stuff personally, which clearly he is. Trey Hendrickson did. Easier for us on the outside to say than for him to execute because you feel like it's time. You've seen a lot of people get paid, including them taking in Debo this offseason, uh-huh. Who now makes a little more than he does, and you put your hand out, and they're going, I don't know. Maybe not at you after the 16 touchdowns last year, the 90-plus catches when you count the postseason. But the idea, Danny, that he needs to kind of just pump the brakes or slow his roll, not be upset from the outside, I just think it's easier said than done.
It is easier said because it's not going the way you want, right? All we want, I think somebody said it, is you'd like to be valued. And sometimes it doesn't take anything outrageous. It just that feeling. You know it when you got it, right? And he certainly doesn't feel that right now. And a month of silence certainly wouldn't add to that, right? Like if you go into negotiations and everyone's telling you why you're not worth a certain amount, that can be hard to hear.
He's got to know, though, the history of his position at his age. Screams, if you pay a guy a ton of money, you're probably going to regret it.
Well, that's why he referenced that thing about him being 30, and it's not a regular 30. I didn't play my first couple years at Ohio State. Had a whole answer to that, which sounded very agent-y.
And it might be true, by the way.
Right.
There are less miles on his tires. Let's go to Vaughn in Alexandria. What's up, Vaughn?
What's up, boys? Grant, I disagree with your take. I think this new age athlete, what he's doing is very common. It's not ideal, but people scrub their Instagram and social media accounts every day. And whether you're talking from Eastern Motors or Twitter, it's the same thing. You're creating leverage for yourself. All players do it now when they're unhappy. Secondly, to answer your question, I think if I'm the team, I don't mention anything about the contract because public perception-wise, if Terry gets hurt, this is his last year in this contract. What if he gets hurt? He's doing the right thing for him as a player. If he has, what if he plays on a current deal, he has 1 year, and get hurt at the end of the year? It puts the team in a position where do you offer him a new deal after injury? So if I'm the team, I just say we're dealing with negotiations behind closed doors. I don't mention anything because the fans are going to favor the player because the owners can cut a player anytime. So he's looking out for his next contract, which is like most likely his last contract.
You're going to get what you want, Vaughn. I mean, that's exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to no-sell this thing. They're not going to give a lot of intel. And anything coming out all offseason has been from the agent.
Yeah,
it's
I don't fault anybody to this point. I don't.
No, I think everybody's doing exactly what you would have expected.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fault McLaurin for the record.
Right.
He earned the money. He wants the money. And the team's going, we could give you the money, but it's probably going to backfire on us down the road. So, yeah, again, everyone's kind of held firm. At some point, though, you got to probably meet in the middle or it could backfire in the sense that I don't like the perception of them not taking care of their guy that is more deserving of being taken care of than anybody else in the building. It's got to be a factor at some point. These are humans. This isn't fantasy football. George Perry's a former executive with the Redskins, who's now a college professor teaching marketing. If the name is changed based on Trump involvement, would companies get in line or would we be right back to square one where people start pulling advertising? Would that even work? We're going to talk to him about this next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.